Part 6. The Part of Tens. In this part, the Part of Tens chapters appear in all For Dummies books. They provide helpful tips on dealing with some of the difficult issues we discuss throughout the book. We wrote these chapters specifically for the sufferers of Borderline Personality Disorder, BPD. We show you 10 quick ways to calm down when your emotions start running high. We give you some hints on how to say you're sorry. And finally, we review 10 techniques that either don't work at all or are insufficient for addressing BPD issues. Chapter 26, 10 Quick Ways to Settle Down. In this chapter, using your senses to calm yourself down, interrupting your emotions with a variety of activities, changing scenes to improve your mood. People with borderline personality disorder, BPD, frequently become intensely emotional. They may react to small stressors, such as waiting in line at a grocery store, getting stuck in a traffic jam, or hearing negative feedback, with great big emotions. Psychotherapies for BPD help patients by teaching them skills for regulating negative emotions. Here are some quick tips for bringing intense emotional highs back down to earth. Pick a couple and try them out. Tip: most people need a lot of practice before some of these strategies become effective. Practice them when you're not upset. Breathing away distress. Deep breathing helps calm people down. When in distress, people breathe rapidly but shallowly. In Chapter 16, we discuss breathing meditation, one good method you can use to calm down. However, getting results from meditation usually takes considerable practice over time. Here's an easier, faster breathing method that can help you dissipate distress. You can practice this method anywhere, anytime. 1. Empty your lungs by breathing out. 2. Take a deep breath. Feel the air flowing in through your nose, then moving into your chest, and finally, expanding your abdomen. 3. Hold your breath for a couple of seconds. 4. Breathe out very slowly through your mouth, trying to push all the air out. 5. Repeat steps 1 through 4, 10 times. Chilling your hot emotions. Do you sometimes feel like you need to chill out, as younger folks say? Cooling down the body can douse your fiery hot feelings too. Here's a strategy you can try. 1. Get a piece of ice from your freezer. 2. Hold it with one hand and press it against your wrist. 3. When your hand or wrist starts to hurt, change hands and hold it against your other wrist. 4. Repeat steps 1 through 3 until the ice cube is melted. 5. If you are still upset, you can repeat the process with another cube, but usually one will work. Picking up your pace. This method of settling down involves a little exercise. If you have health concerns, or haven't exercised for a while, check with your doctor to make sure this strategy is okay to try. 1. Buy a jump rope or make your own. 2. Get a kitchen timer and set the time for 45 seconds. 3. Now jump rope for 45 seconds. If you're in really good shape, jump for 2 minutes. 4. Count your jumps to keep your mind off other things. After you finish, you won't be thinking about whatever is, or should we say was, bothering you. You'll be catching your breath. Massaging away the blues. Massage therapy has been a recognized medical treatment for many centuries. It has grown in popularity over the past few decades as a way to relax. Once a pleasure for the rich, massage therapy offers physical and mental benefits to many different people today. Usually, a professional therapist performs massages. However, if you don't have the time or money to pay a professional, you can give yourself a mini massage instead. Take some lotion or oil and rub it into your feet and ankles. Be sure to knead each toe and each heel. Do the same on your shoulders, elbows, and hands. Ah, feel the relaxation. Surfing for distraction. If your job primarily consists of sitting in front of a computer all day, this strategy may not be a good idea. But for many people, 30 minutes of surfing the web can be very entertaining. Look up a topic you're interested in, such as vacation destinations, financial planning, homes for sale in your neighborhood, or exotic pets, and find the fascinating array of information right at your fingertips. Focusing your mind on something carefree or interesting can help calm you down. Reading a great book. Reading can take your mind away from your troubles and put you into another world. If you enjoy reading, always have a few books available. For most people, reading takes more concentration than watching television, which, in general, makes books more effective than TV shows at distracting your mind. Furthermore, you won't find any commercials in books. Our personal preference is to have a nonfiction book for the early evening and then a good mystery for the late hours. Mellowing out in a movie. Movies can also sweep you away to another place. You can buy a movie, rent a movie, watch one on a cable channel, or even download one straight from the internet. Whichever method you choose for getting your movie, be sure to make some popcorn to go along with it. Low fat. Skip the butter. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Playing to improve your mood. If you have kids or grandkids, take some time to play. Go to a park or play a board game. Your kids will love spending time with you, and your mood can benefit from playing too. After all, being in a bad mood while playing hopscotch or capture the flag is pretty hard to do. Call your young nieces, nephews, or cousins and offer to watch them for a couple of hours so that their parents can have a break. If you don't have kids around, play with a dog or other animal. Dogs love to play. If you don't have a dog or other pet, you can volunteer to be a dog walker at the local animal shelter. Or consider being a temporary foster parent for a dog that's waiting placement. Dogs can bark you down from a bad mood anytime. Phoning a friend. If you've ever seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you know all about the lifeline that allows participants to call a friend when they need help. When you're upset, friends can be a real lifeline for you, too. However, be careful that you don't let your bad mood cause you to attack your friend for not listening well enough or for not agreeing with you 100%. Tell your friend that you just want to vent a little. If you do start feeling angry with your friend, cut the conversation short. You certainly don't want to add to your woes. Warning. Be careful not to overdo this strategy because you don't want to burn your friends out. Friendships sustain themselves only when they're two-way streets. Getting outside. A couple of years ago, we wrote a book called Seasonal Affective Disorder for Dummies, Wiley. Seasonal Affective Disorder, SAD, is a type of depression associated with the short days of winter. One of the best ways to decrease the low moods of SAD is to go outside. Even if you don't have SAD, going outside can help improve your mood. Take a walk in a nice park or on a street that has interesting houses. Go to a dog park and watch the dogs run around. Attend an outdoor sporting event. Whatever you do, just get outside.